I think if you had asked me if I had an eating disorder, I would have said no. In fact, I did say no. I said no many times. Doctors.
Michael Nelson, a junior at St. Bonaventure University, is among the thousands of people who have watched the Netflix original movie, To the Bone.
How do you do it? Eat. I mean,
I'm not going to lie. I'm really hungry.
Netflix released the film earlier this summer. In the movie, viewers see a character struggling through an eating disorder. Catherine Cook Cotone was not happy with the movie's depiction of what life with an eating disorder is really like. A University at Buffalo associate professor and licensed psychologist, Cook Cotone treats eating disorders and is also an editor for a journal that explores the topic. For her, there was obvious interest in watching the film.
The storyline was very unrealistic and romanticized.
Cook Cotone was especially critical of the main character's experience in treatment. Nelson, who you first heard at the beginning of this story, had to fight to reach a healthy lifestyle.
Recovery is absolute hell, to be frank with you.
Nelson was forced to take a year off school to return to a healthy weight and a healthy way of living. Nearly a year after becoming weight restored, she explains what it took to recover from her eating disorder.
Recovery involves a lot of trusting the people around you and not trusting yourself at all.
Nelson was forced to face her demons head on.
It's confronting seriously every worst fear that you have. And the more you confront those fears, the louder the eating disorder voice becomes in your mind. And so it just gets even harder.
For anyone struggling from an eating disorder in Western New York, Dr. Tracy Welchoff could be a valuable resource. She is a licensed psychologist and the executive director of the Buffalo Center. It's a place in Western New York established about 7 years ago for the treatment of eating disorders.
Before Buffalo Center came along, if an individual needed a higher level of care, they would have to go out of town for that because there is not anything else in the area.
For 7 hours, 5 days each week, patients go through group therapy sessions, group meals, and other forms of therapy. Welchoff says her goal is to get people back on the right path.
We really try to treat the whole person and help people figure out what are the obstacles, what's going on in your life that makes it difficult to follow through with the nutrition plan because, you know, it's nice to have a plan, but life gets in the way. So we try to help people figure out what's getting in the way and how to work past that.
But why do people with eating disorders need this help? Some ask why people do not just start eating. But Nelson says people with eating disorders do not see what the rest of the world does. She did not see her bones sticking out, her hair falling out, or her muscle wasting. Instead,
I saw somebody who was obese.
Now, you know, Nelson is back at school, and she feels she's doing well. She believes it's important for her to be open about her past because not enough people know about the severity of an eating disorder.
It has the highest mortality rate of any mental disorder.
Contrary to a scene in the movie To the Bone that involves letting someone hit rock bottom,
the way that you're going,
Nelson says there is no such thing.
Stop. I would have kept going until my body didn't work anymore.
Now, she wants people to know there is hope for recovery.
There's just so much life beyond an eating disorder, and you can get better.
For people struggling with eating disorders, there are resources available, including the Buffalo Center. If you know someone who may be struggling from an eating disorder, experts say it's best to step in. Nelson notes, a malnourished mind rarely realizes there is a problem. For WBFO, I'm Dominic Lovallo.